Okay.
Are we on?
Yeah, we're podcasting.
We're podcasting from the Grey Goose.
The Grey Goose Hotel. And what town are we in?
I don't know how to say it. It's very long and begins with an O.
We'll say it.
Oglior, I don't know.
There you go. Well, keep, you know.
So we drove. Let's see, we drove from Ely through Minneapolis to Des Moines, then through Omaha.
And I'm trying to hook up the computer in the hotel room here. I signed up for AOL just so I could do crappy dial-up. So we're going to see what happens here.
And we stopped in North Platte and took photos at the Buffalo Bill Cody Fort. Was that it? No, Buffalo Bill.
Are you continuing with your sentence that you were saying before I interrupted you or something?
Yeah.
Okay.
Was it Buffalo Bill Cody?
Yeah. Oh.
So that was exciting because we took pictures there 10 years ago.
When we started dating, probably like a month after we were dating, not even that, a couple weeks, I asked Amy to go to California with me because I was going out there for a Foundations Forum. And the rest is history, I guess. Yeah, I figured I was having such a good time with her, it probably wouldn't last that long anyway, so I figured taking her on a road trip would be fun, and I thought we'd probably go our separate ways after that.
And then you got stuck with me.
Exactly. Stuck is the word.
Yep.
Fucking stuck. I am so stuck.
Excuse me. Yep, that was a nice drive today. I saw.
I'm not stuck with you. You're good.
You're good.
I love you, kiddo.
I love you.
I mean, I am. We have been together 10 years, so things change. Oh, I got to get the things. Things change, and it's a lot different today than it was then.
Well, that's true.
You know.
Ooh, I'm very flummy. Let's see, what animals did I see? I saw a lot of roadkill. And I saw two deer that were alive. And I saw an eagle just north of Minneapolis flying over.
Yeah, but we see those all the time. In
Ely, yeah.
So what I was saying is things are different between us now that we're married for 10 years. It's nicer. It's finally like after 7 or 8 years. Ooh, listen to that. I'll dial up. 7 or 8 years, you finally get comfortable. You know? I think that's when you start gaining weight. I gained probably 50, 60 pounds over the last couple of years. Because you don't feel like you're going anywhere. And I don't mean going anywhere like in life. I just mean, you know, things get comfortable. Before that, there's an insecurity that everything might end all at once.
That's true. That's true.
You know. But whatever. Hey, look at that. We are on motherfucking line, I think.
Cool. I think. In Oglio, Nebraska.
Holy shit, we are online. This is great, great, great. Well, that means good. I'm going to be able to upload these shows, I think. This
cool.
Great podcast. Oh,
we're
motherfucker.
We're podcasting. We're doing it all.
I hope this... whatever. I guess I got the computer here so I can fix all that.
Uh-oh, what's wrong?
What do you mean, wrong?
You were just saying things like something was wrong.
Oh, well. Yeah, so,
Well, boy.
So we're heading out to we're heading to Salt Lake City now to promote our new books, which is really the important thing to talk about.
Yep, we're doing our first appearance since they came out.
Yeah, and Amy's got her Hellraiser Homemaker book, and I've got the True Crime Warped Minds book one that no one seems to be able to get a grasp on, called Book One. And I got a good interview in the Salt Lake City Tribune, the Daily. That's a good one. So we're hoping some people turn out in Salt Lake City. Storm will be there, and they're going to take us out drinking afterwards. So the one bonus of this is we may not make money, but we will at least get a night of hopefully free drinking. Okay, hint, hint.
Maybe dinner.
Yeah, maybe a free dinner. Maybe some young poontang.
Maybe a drive past Elizabeth Smart's house.
That's what I'm talking about, young poontang, Elizabeth Smart. Or, you know, anything. Yeah, exactly.
She's probably a high-priced call girl now. She's got to be 18.
Oh, yeah. So that's what we're doing, and the books are out, so people should go buy them.
That's right. And I've got cool pink aprons, too.
What do you mean? What's Kearney?
Oh, that's where we drove past a while ago. That was before North Platte.
Go ahead and keep talking. We don't need to have...
Okay.
While I'm trying to do this, I don't want all this...
Yeah, so when I was driving, I was feeling like that Indian in those old commercials where the guy, the Indian, looks at all the litter and the tear streams down his cheek. I was really feeling
where?
Like that a lot driving.
Yeah, because there's so much advertising. I noticed this when I came back from Las Vegas. There's so many billboards. I took photos of it. What the fuck?
Well, I was thinking before there were cars, roadkill didn't exist.
Oh, well, who cares about that?
I do.
That's ridiculous. Well, you're using a fucking car.
I'm aware. I'm just saying it didn't exist before cars. I mean, it's not like covered wagons, roadkill deer, or anything. And then when I was driving, I was thinking about how in all these valleys where these, like, these furlough, what's the word for when farmers don't grow stuff on their ground?
I don't know.
That used to be where there were probably herds of buffalo, you know?
Keep your fingers crossed.
Okay.
Trying to get online here.
It'll happen. Do you have to dial 9 or anything? You might have to put in some number to dial out, like 9*9 or something. And that could be your problem.
Damn it.
So we're going to get up at the crack of dawn and hit the road again. So I drove about 14 and a half hours today. And I'll drive the rest of the way to Salt Lake City tomorrow, I'm betting. Since we made it this far, I feel like that's probably not going to be more than another 14 hours. We just have to go through Wyoming and part of Utah. So, it shouldn't be too bad. Like, I have to check the map to be sure. Love checking the map. Yeah, what else happened on the drive so far?
I slept a lot.
Yep, you slept. Oh, and we got one of those little traveling French presses so we can have good coffee for cheap all trip.
Yeah, that's always fun. I did that on the one way to New York, and it was a good time.
And I had a butter burger from Culver. And a shake, and you had a malt that you said was like glue.
Oh, yeah, that fucking custard. It's awful. You know, and a malt. It was literally like syrup, or not even syrup. It was like wallpaper paste. And I like a malt, but that custard is different than...
Yeah, I think it's got like eggs in it or something. I don't know. What is it that makes custard custard? Eggs, right?
What?
Eggs make custard custard, I think. Pretty sure. Not 100%, though. Oh, boy, yeah, I'm pretty tired.
Hold on. I gotta try dialing this phone number. I'm putting this mic down. Hold on.
I forgot my conditioner for damaged hair. It was funny. I went to get my hair cut before we left. And Shane and I both got our hair cut. And I asked the lady about conditioner or something. Well, I wanted her to cut off the dead hair that's damaged. I wanted some fun layers. Those are my exact words. Fun layers. Because I've been cutting my own hair since I moved to Minnesota. And it's looking pretty weird. So all she did was cut a half inch off everything. So it's the exact same haircut I gave myself. An Amy unprofessional special. Just a half inch shorter.
I'm sorry to bother you. I'm looking to dial out on this phone here. And all you do is dial *9, right? Oh, not *9? Oh, well, thank you. Bye.
He sounds pissed.
Oh, really? Why? Oh, there's a hair in this microphone. Why would he be upset?
I don't know.
Yeah, so, anyway... So I said.
Okay. So is there any way to get? I thought I had local calls. Is that turned down or anything? Okay. So I only have 284, not 455. And there's no way to pay to get the.
Dun, dun, dun.
Well, thanks.
Dun, 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 dun.
Fucking no signing on.
There's no. Dial-up options with the right prefix?
Nope.
Too bad. Is that the only prefix they have here? Maybe they have...
In this hotel, yeah. And all they have is the option for this prefix, 284. Fuck.
Yeah, so anyway, the girl who cut my hair, who did an awful job shouting through the beauty shop, do we have conditioner for really damaged hair? Really damaged hair? Oh, gosh. These things only happen to me.
Yeah, just a sales technique.
Yeah, humiliation. Works in the short term, possibly. But not in the long term.
Oh, so, I'm pissed. I can't sign on.
So I'm going to have to get my hair cut in L.A., and then every time I need a haircut, I'll have to fly to Los Angeles for it. So it'll be like $500 a haircut. What do you think, Shane?
Yeah, I think that's a great idea.
Yeah, good.
It's real fucking genius.
Excellent.
Fuck. Well, I guess this podcast won't be updated today.
Well, it'll be up soon enough. I bet tomorrow. Anyway, I'm getting sleepy now.
Yeah, tough shit.
Yeah, I didn't get to sleep all day like somebody I know who's going to be up all night watching TV and going, what? Are you sleeping? Hey, are you sleeping? Or whatever you're going to do.
No, I want hot hotel room sex. That's what I want.
All right. Well, let's get to it then.
Yeah, that's great. You'd be sleeping through it.
I never would.
Wonderful.
I never would. How dare you?
You look like you're sleeping now.
Have I ever let you down?
As far as what?
Sex.
Well, we're married 10 years. You plenty go to sleep early, Amy.
Well, but I always try to take care of you beforehand.
Okay, well, anyway, we're going to sign off. I'm pissed I can't sign on. I'm motherfucking really pissed about this. Should have paid the extra $20. Fuck. Oh, well. We'll have to load this one up at Salt Lake City, so.
Yep.
All right, signing off.
See ya.
Go check out those great books at evilnow.com.
They're great.